Now, we're doing an interview with one of our Inner Circle members that has been through the training, is in the 12th month of training, and we're trying to get a little bit of feedback and seeing how he did in his training and what he thought of it. So how are you doing today, Daniel?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Great. So how long have you been, like, practicing any type of energy work or Qigong?
I've been practicing since I was about 17. So I would say almost 16 years now.
So you got quite a bit of time in, actually, haven't you?
Yeah, quite a bit of time. I would say like 99% of that time up until this last year, it wasn't the type of energy training that we've been doing in the Inner Circle. Mostly just breath work and that kind of chi build up.
Now, how long did you have to practice with our exercise to feel this kind of a pickup of energy?
I would say a couple of weeks before my body started to feel the energy. I had to, it had taken some time for my body to start to really become sensitive to the energy where I was feeling it in a different way. But I would say within a couple of weeks, I felt enough of it where I could feel it circulating around my body when I thought about it, and so I could definitely feel the chi flow pretty quickly within a few minutes.
How long did it take you before you just, like, you knew for sure, like, wow, this is really what you were looking for type of thing?
Easily within the first 1 or 2 months, because the energy buildup was so much stronger and so much throughout my whole body, whereas before, just doing the breaths and hard breaths to try to fill it out. This was a more balanced way where I started to feel the energy throughout my whole body, and that was really taking place within the first month or 2 months.
Now, which topic or topics seem to be the most meaningful for you?
I would say it's really about making the chi feel good, because it can be a pretty wild ride without focusing on getting into...
So maybe that emotional content topic did the trick for you then, right?
I would say the emotional content topic, the fact that the chi can be changed into a good feeling, the fact that it's that you can be in control of your own energy, all of that really probably has made the biggest difference in my life, that the energy you build up, I've been building up so much of it, the fact that I can be in control of it is probably the most meaningful to me, because it influences all the different areas of life. So,
and you wouldn't ever put that together when you first are in energy work, that you really are, you can't do energy work without influencing your entire life. You just don't influence that little piece that you think you're training on, huh?
Well, exactly. So if I'm trying to move a straw, or if I'm trying to move an object, it's not just that one moment that everything comes to a point for. It's not just about getting some special power, because it permeates every part of the life. So, it's that powerful. The other things, the little events or the, you could say, tricks or abilities that are acquired, that's just a byproduct to show you that everything's on the right track.
Yeah, that is a good point, you know. And an awful lot of people think that they can just build any kind of energy. It really doesn't matter what kind of energy that they build, but they'll build it for the moment, thinking that that's all it's going to affect is that moment, not realizing it really is ruining the entire rest of their life, because they can't control their emotional stability, huh?
Exactly. And that's where I was running into problems before. So before I found the Inner Circle, I didn't have a group or some coaches that were saying, put it on the soft, cooling side all the time, because this is where you're going to carry out throughout the rest of your day. One date is going to lead into the next, and it's going to be a compounding effect. So it's something that, if without that perspective, the chi will never be built the right way, gains will never be made. So that's why the last 12 months has really been so significant.
So in what way is that probably the information presented changed your thought about chi energy? It's literally changing your way of thinking, that you could have just built it any which way, But now knowing that if you do it in this good feeling, cool way, it made all the difference, didn't it?
Well, yeah, building it in a good feeling way has made all the difference because so many things have improved. I mean, my relationships with people have improved. My relationship, my marriage has improved. My job has gotten better. I'm just able to carry myself with more life. Feel happy all the time, and it's really something where I'm in control of, instead of feeling that I'm enslaved to some type of negative energy that I've built up that I just can't seem to get rid of. And that was kind of a problem before, where it was the chi was built up more indiscriminately, whereas now it's being built up in a way where I can be mindful of and do it in a sequential pace, and know that being patient through the process, building it up in a good way with a good frame of mind, it provides that kind of control, and more control leads to more control. So it's just building on the positive things, not on the negative. And two, putting it on the spiritual side, because it really emphasized that it needs to be on the spiritual side, because you're building up so much more energy with you're only doing up the nerve fibers, and there's so much energy that can move through you. So it's that's why it's positive, because if those changes aren't made, if it's done in a sexual way, if you're doing it in a sexual way and really fast build up a lot of heat, it's only going to lead to the destructive side, and that's not going to be helpful to anybody's life.
Yeah, it really gives you that roller coaster ride effect, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Now, what can you do with the energy techniques now that you couldn't do before the training? Like, is there anything you can think out that, you know, kind of shouts out to you, like, well, I have ability maybe to use it this way, then that way, type of thing?
Well, yeah, absolutely. So last night I was going through the checklist of the different abilities that we should know by now, or at least be working on, and one of the first time that I had somebody being able to test me on the objects being concealed or kept underneath, I'm using like three plastic blue cups, and I put some objects underneath them, and I had my wife move them around while I wasn't looking, and I used my chi to sense those objects, and I got all of them first shot, and I'd never done that before, and so that's pretty amazing to me, because I'd only seen the video in the earlier part of the inner circle, and I thought, well, that's pretty impressive. And I guess I didn't want to try it before, because I figured I didn't know if my nerve fibers would be built up enough, or maybe I didn't trust or have faith in my ability at that time, but it was pretty cool to have that discovery. And then this last Saturday, so a few days ago, I was able to move a straw sealed inside of a water bottle, and that's that was pretty cool too, because I was very relaxed. It was after a great session, and I was so excited. I shot a little video with my cell phone of me doing it, because I had never moved an object before, so I was able to move it with both hands, and so it's pretty amazing to see that the energy buildup is real, and that it's being used for these. Oh, and also for the color sensing, black and white. Went through that test last night as well, and was able to show my wife 9 out of 10 times I got all the colors correct. So I found that one pretty easy. Yeah,
that's not bad at all. That's certainly all those type of techniques. I mean, if you know, even a year ago, you know, somebody said, well, okay, you could sense through those cups and get those objects right. You could sense those colors, and you can do all these other things. I mean, would you believe them?
I wouldn't have believed them. In fact, 2 months ago, 2 or 3, maybe 4 months ago, I wouldn't have even believed that I had the ability yet. I mean, what I've learned from all this, if I put in the work and I go through the exercise and I just believe that it's going to happen because I have the energy buildup, then it works. But definitely, I mean, this the most beneficial part of these little tests is to, it just confirms, it puts faith in the practice that I'm doing, and it lets me, you know, put together these abilities and just think, wow, the training's paying off. I feel great about this.
And it's not as hard as you first think. I mean, it just seems impossible what we say about things like this. I know at first you're just thinking, well, how can I possibly feel through that thing? And yet you really can, and you really do get this sensitivity that you learn to just go with the sensitivity, and pretty soon you can just, like, get them right all the time, can't you?
Well, and that's the amazing part about it is because, you know, even trying to move something and that does sound impossible. I mean, that's why I put it on my video. That's why I made a little video about it because, I mean, it defies physics. Like, I'm moving a straw. There's no wind. It's a sealed bottle. That would seem absolutely impossible. And I showed some people at work, and they knew I'd been doing the training. They were like, wow, that's cool. How did you do that? And I said, you know, it's just electricity. I said, it's just energy that I've been, you know, doing this training for the last, you know, 10, 11 months to achieve. And I said, but it definitely takes the work. I said, but look what my work has been able to do, my little workouts, and I'm able to move the straw. And they thought, wow, that's impressive, because it's just something that's not ordinary. I mean, the average person, if they say, I can move something without touching it, you'll think, well, you need to be committed. But you're just absolutely out of your mind, because it's not physics as we know. It's not like empirical hard science, but what it proves is that we're a lot more than just flesh and blood, and that we can develop these extreme abilities with practice.
And the other cool thing is, like, that is one part of it, isn't it? The other part of it, you've been able to reach an emotional stability in your life that up until now you probably couldn't have reached before, huh?
Well, that's absolutely true, and the emotional stability comes from going inward before the practice, knowing that that I need to be in a good mood, making the best out of every practice. And every practice isn't perfect. That's the key, is that I'm not walking away from every practice feeling like I'm 120%. But that's just me. Some people may be experiencing that. But what I am walking away from the practice is I put in my work. I know that today is going to be a great day. I did the best that I could, and I know that I'm building a foundation, and I know that the stronger I build my nerve fibers, the more control I'm building over myself, over my circumstances, and over my life. So it's pretty empowering to have that kind of control instead of feeling subject to, like, the body, subject to your own body, your own circumstances in life, subject to your own moods and emotions. That's a completely different side than what I've been able to experience firsthand, and just, I'd say, things have really begun to stabilize over the last maybe 4 or 5 months. So it's been a process, but it's been a good process.
Yeah, it is kind of a process. You know, it doesn't happen overnight, but it does happen. And if you put in the work, it'll certainly happen for anybody that really does the work, huh?
That's right. Absolutely.
Well, do you plan on going on with your training after this?
Oh, for sure. There would be no reason I wouldn't. It's really fun. I mean, the abilities I've been able to do now, it's just, I know that they're only going to increase. I see the surprise on my wife's face. She's really supportive of these abilities I'm achieving, and she just looks at it as a normal part of life, and also a life-enhancing part. So I only want to continue to enhance the good things. And what I was saying earlier about moving the straw, I look at that and I think, okay, so that's maybe just 1% of the power of using chi, and that I'll be able to achieve down the road. So, like, extreme abilities, levitation, moving big, heavy objects, all those things, to me, what I've been able to do so far just validates the more extreme abilities, like I see in Chris Angel and, you know, big levitations, other types of things that they can do. I know that everything is possible now. So I'm definitely moving up.
You can see it's not as far a stretch now that you can see where you're going with it. You can see that you can get there, can't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's no doubt in my mind, so it's pretty exciting. Yeah.
Well, Daniel, I appreciate you coming on and talking with us, and we appreciate you going on with your training. So you have a great day, okay?
Okay, thanks, Ethan Jones. Bye-bye.
Bye.